of Prayer with Mika, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Yes, Lord, this is the day the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice. Amen, and be glad in it. I am Mika, and welcome to Thank You, Jesus, an hour of prayer. We are doing what we said. We're praying. Amen. We're seeking the Lord God. Hallelujah. We are going boldly to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and grace to help in the time of need. Amen. Hallelujah. I want you to know that you are blessed. I want you to know that even if it doesn't feel like it, God is moving on your behalf. He is he hears us in this place. He hears you in your heart prayer, in your silent prayer, in your audible prayer. Amen. So God, we just thank you. And Lord God, we just exalt you right now. Lord God, we just praise you right now. And Lord God, we're just coming to you, oh God. We need you. Hallelujah. And we thank you. And so first we just exalt you. And first, oh God, we declare how good you are and how faithful you are, oh God. And first we just declare our love to you, oh God. And first we just declare, hallelujah, we give ourselves to you, oh God. We present ourselves a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable, which is our reasonable service, that we be not conformed to this world, but transformed by the renewing of our minds. And so, God, here we are to worship you. And God, here we are to celebrate you. And God, here we are to look to you. You are, hallelujah, our stability in the midst of chaos. You, oh God, are our emotional regulator. You are Lord, hallelujah. You are Lord of lords and you are King of kings. And God, we just ask in this hour that you will be Lord of our minds, Lord of our hearts, Lord of our emotions, Lord of our relationships, Lord God, Lord of our lives. We submit it to you. We submit ourselves to you. We submit the things to you. We submit the ideas to you. We submit, hallelujah, reshandaya, anything and everything pertaining to us and to you, oh God. We back up, oh God, and we humble ourselves, oh God, and we ask that you will forgive us, Lord God. Forgive us our sins, hallelujah. Forgive us of the transgressions and the iniquity. Forgive us of the things that you find displeasing, Lord God. May it be our desire. It is our desire that we please you. Hallelujah. It is our desire, oh God, that we walk by faith, yes, and not by sight. So any places we are walking by sight, any places we are walking by our feelings, any places that we are walking by our own understanding, any places that we are walking, hallelujah, by what somebody said, any places that we are walking by what somebody did, any places that we are walking by what happened in the past, hallelujah, any places, karaya, that we are walking by the hurts and the pains and the trauma, any places, Lord God, that we are walking in a fashion, any places that we're walking chasing riches, walking chasing fame, walking chasing money, hallelujah, even walking chasing blessing, Lord God, any places that we are walking in any other way, in any way besides faith, God, any places that we are walking in a fashion other than faith, hallelujah. For the Bible says that the just shall live by faith and we shall walk by faith. Any places that we are living, hallelujah, outside of faith, that we are living, in any other way less than faith. Oh, Lord. Align us back into faith. Hallelujah. Get us into faith. Hallelujah. And right now I am reminded of scripture that informs us that faith cometh by hearing and hearing the word of God. Oh, Lord God, get us in the place of abiding in you. Get us in the place, hallelujah, of dwelling in you. Get us in the place, hallelujah, of praying, oh God, unto you, of listening for you. Get us in the place of being patient and waiting on you. Get us in the place, hallelujah, oh God, of reading our word. Get us in the place of a worship. Get us in the place of prayer. Take us deeper, hallelujah. Take us higher, oh God. Take us further, oh God. Let us search out for you, oh God, no matter the cost. Let us search out for you, oh God, no matter the inconvenience. Let us search out for you, oh God, no matter how uncomfortable it is. Ooh, let us try something new. Hallelujah. And that new that we're trying is you. Amen. Hallelujah. It doesn't matter how long we've been walking with you. Let us try you and invite us into a new space of you. And whatever it is we need to let go of, whatever it is, hallelujah, we need to change. Whatever it is we need to do, whatever it is we need to not do, whatever it is we need to step back and trust. We need to rest in that place of trust. Whatever it is, oh God, hallelujah, we submit, we commit, oh God, yes, we of you. Yes, God. Yes, Lord. You are faithful. You are faithful. You are faithful. You are faithful. Let us walk, hallelujah, by faith, oh God, and even having our emotions and our feelings get in alignment. Let our mouth get in alignment with faith. Let our actions get in alignment with faith. The faith from what you are instructing and what you are saying to us. Lord God, let us get in alignment with faith. Let us be quick to listen in faith. Slow to speak in faith. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, oh God. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Lord God. Wait, hold on. My baby just came in. We thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you for what you're doing. We thank you for how you're moving. We thank you, Lord God. Yes. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. Hold on, I'm having my baby wants to come in. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Yes. Yes. We thank you, Heavenly Father. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you, great I am. We thank you, great I am. We thank you, wonderful counselor. We thank you, everlasting Father. We thank you, Prince of Peace. We thank you, Yahweh. We thank you, the one that's leading us. Hallelujah. A path of righteousness for your name's sake. We thank you, oh God, that your word, hallelujah, is a lamp unto our feet, a light unto our path. We thank you, oh God, hallelujah, for going before us and making every crooked path straight and every rough place smooth. We thank you, oh God. We thank you for never leaving us nor forsaking us. We thank you, oh God. And even right now, I've now been reminded, coming on to today, I heard the Lord say, ask. Amen. Somebody say, ask. I heard the Lord say, ask. And God is inviting us in to this place of asking. If he's saying it, amen, then it's like, okay, let me step into this place and see what you're saying and how you're leading us. And he it's a relational asking. Amen. It's an asking out of that place of abiding. It's an asking out of that place of submitting ourselves unto him. It's an asking out of a place of denying self, taking up our cross daily and following him. It's an asking, hallelujah, of not my will, but thine will be done. It's an asking in a, such a way that pleases God, and know, hallelujah, that what concerns us concerns God. It's that relational, a familial, amen, hallelujah, a love relationship out of that place where asking, and even out of that place, thank you, Holy Spirit, he's teaching us how to ask according to his ability and according to his power and according to who he is, not what we see, and according to him being all powerful, and according to him being all knowing, and according to him being healer, and according to him being Jehovah Jireh, our provider. We're asking. And if God is saying ask, then I'm going to ask. So let's look at scripture. Amen. And then we're praying through reading of the scripture. Amen. So in Matthew 7:7, it says, ask and it shall be given you. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and it shall be opened. And even right now, as I'm reading that, what is coming to my spirit is that sometimes we ask and we think we'll get it immediately. Amen. Hallelujah. But it's an asking in a continual place, a praying without ceasing. Amen. Hallelujah. Trusting and knowing that as soon as we ask, now the process has begun. We just don't know what the process is. We don't know how we, sometimes, depending on what it is we're asking, amen, how we have to be groomed for the thing. Oh, yes, Lord. Let's turn to Luke 11, starting at verse 9. And I say unto you, ask, and it shall be given. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh, receiveth, and he that seeketh, findeth, and to him that knocketh, it shall be opened. If a son shall ask bread of any of you that is a father, will he give him a stone? Or if he ask a fish, will he for a fish give him a serpent? If ye then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask him? Mm-hmm. Let's go. John chapter 15, verse 16. Whatever you ask the Father in my name, he may give it to you. Mark 11:24. Therefore, I tell you, whatever you ask in prayer, believe that you have received it and it will be yours. Matthew 21:22. Whatever you ask in prayer, you will receive if you have faith. Weren't we talking earlier about walking by faith and not by sight? Weren't we talking about earlier that faith cometh by hearing and hearing the word of God? That as we, I hear you, Holy Spirit, that as we live in a place of abiding and pleasing God, amen, because without faith it's impossible to please him. As we are in that place of abiding and pleasing God, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We're growing in our faith. We're growing, amen, hallelujah, even in our asking. We're growing in our power. Because I'm reminded, even right now, I'm being reminded that as a child, you'll ask for more things, but as you mature, And as you get older, there's certain things that you ask for as a baby that you don't have to ask for. Amen. In that relational, you know, hallelujah. You know your inheritance. You know what you have access to through the Father. John 15:7, if you abide in me, my words abide in you. Ask whatever you wish and it will be done for you. John 16:24, ask and you will receive that your joy may be full. John 14:13, and I will do whatever you ask in my name so that the Father may be glorified in the Son. Ooh, these places of asking that the Holy Spirit, that God, that Jesus is speaking of, is from a place of abiding, dwelling, relating, spending time. Lord, help us to spend more time with you. What are distractions that's taking us away from spending time with you? Remove the distractions. Remove the things that that's taking us away of spending time just sitting with you, sitting, getting to know you. Hallelujah. Sitting, getting to know us through you. Because I don't know. Hallelujah. And I won't ever get to a place of think that I know fully who I am, but I want to sit so that you can introduce me even to more purpose. Hallelujah. Sit and that you can introduce me to who I am and the power that dwelleth in me and what you have equipped me to do. And who you say I am, that I just need to sit. We need to sit with you because we have these narratives and we have these voices and we have these words spoken outside of God and outside of his will that are lingering in us and that's dictating who we are. No, but I need to sit with you and I need to continue to sit with you until those words and those ideas and those thoughts and those lies dissipate. Jesus. 1 John 5:14. This is the confidence we have in approaching God, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. In verse 15, and if we know that he hears us, whatever we ask, we know that we have what we ask of him. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that you hear us. Thank you, Lord, that you see us. Thank you, Lord, that you know us. You know us better than we ourselves. You are our maker. So shouldn't it be him that we run to? You are our maker. James 1:5 says, if any of you lack wisdom, you should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to you. But when you ask, you must believe and not doubt, because the one who doubts is like a wave of the sea blown and tossed by the wind. Lord God, we ask that you will help us in that place of where there's doubt lingering, where there's unbelief, that only you, Lord God, can perform surgery on our faith and remove the unbelief. Only you, oh God, remove the doubt, oh God. Whatever's causing us to tilt to the doubting side, whatever is causing us to tilt to the unbelieving side, oh God. Remove it, illuminate it, highlight it. Make us aware, oh God, and give us the strength and the desire and the ability and the power to make the corrections needing to that we need to make. Even of taking thoughts captive, we take the thoughts captive and bring it into the obedience of Christ Jesus. Ooh, and I'm reminded, I want to read also of 1 Kings. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. When Solomon asked for wisdom, amen, we see here that he asked, Solomon was David's son, who is now king in verse 5. It reads, at Gibeon, the Lord appeared unto Solomon during the night in a dream, and God said, ask for whatever you want me to give you. Mm-hmm. Isn't that, remember earlier while we're even meditating and reading and chewing on these scriptures, because God said, ask. Ask. And I can hear somebody say, I have been asking. Well, amen. Let's continue to ask. Continue to abide, and from that place asking. Continue to abide, and as we ask, trusting. Continue to abide, and as we ask, believing. Because sometimes maybe it's like in the asking place, our faith is growing. In the asking place, our belief of the thing is growing. In our abiding place, there's more that's happening than meets the eye. There's more than that's happening than our natural selves is detecting. And as surely as Solomon, the king, asked the King of Kings for wisdom and knowledge, he gave, right? And let's read. And Solomon answered, you have shown great kindness to your servant, my father, David, because he was faithful to you and righteous and upright in heart. You have continued this great kindness to him and have given him a son to sit on his throne this very day. Now, Lord, my God, you have made your servant king in place of my father David, but I'm only a little child and do not know how to carry out my duties. Your servant is here among the people you have chosen, a great people, too numerous to count or number. So give your servant a discerning heart to govern your people and to distinguish between right and wrong. For who is able to govern this great people of yours? And the Lord was pleased. Ah, yes. The Lord was pleased. The Holy Spirit brought that up about asking from a place of faith and asking in such a way that pleases God. A relational, from a place of relational asking. And the Lord was pleased that Solomon has asked for this. We are able to please God. I pray that our focus is more on pleasing God than ourselves, more on pleasing God than other people. And as we please God, hallelujah, one, that pride and ego is being humbled by us just simply seeking out God, and then God is exalting us, and God is pleasing us, and God is pouring into us beyond what we can ever ask or imagine. Yes, Lord. Now the Lord my God, no. Verse 10, the Lord was pleased that Solomon had asked for this. So God said to him, since you have asked for this and not for long life or wealth for yourself, nor have asked for the death of your enemies, but for discernment in administering justice, I will do what you have asked. I will give you a wise and discerning heart. Lord, we're asking for a wise and discerning heart. We're asking for a wise and discerning heart to do what you have called us to do, to deal with what's before us, to know, Lord God, where to place the people in our lives that we're not foolish in placing those who you're telling us to step further back, that we're letting them too close, and vice versa. We need a wise and discerning heart so that there will never have been anyone like you, nor will there ever be. Moreover, I will give you what you have not asked for. Mm-hmm. Both wealth and honor. So that in your lifetime, you will have no equal among kings. And if you walk in obedience to me, somebody say, that's walking in faith. That's walking in a fashion that's pleasing God. And keep my decrees. Somebody say, I'm walking in obedience to the Lord. I'm walking in such a way that where I'm keeping his decrees and commands. And keep my decrees and commands as David your father did. I will give you a long life. And Solomon awoke and he realized that it had been a dream. Thank you, Lord. That reminds me how Solomon asked for wisdom, and God gave him more. In Ephesians 3 and 20, it speaks about how God will do exceedingly abundantly above all we can ever ask, think, or imagine. So, Lord God, we're coming to you as you have, we have accepted your invitation of asking. And even if we have been asking, and there's some things we've been asking, God, we're not stopping. We're not letting go. We're not going to let up on seeking your face. We're going to use the fact that we have not yet seen the manifestation of that prayer request. We're going to use that to push us, Lord God, into further relationship, deeper relationship, deeper intimacy with you. We're going to use that, oh God, as a motivation to continue to press, to tarry, hallelujah, and to cleave to you, oh God. And so now on this, in this hour and in this now, we're asking for wisdom, hallelujah. We're asking you, oh God, for favor, that you favor us, oh God, that you favor us in the workplace, that you favor us, hallelujah, in our relationships, that you favor us, oh God, as we go to and fro, that we will increase in wisdom and stature and favor with God and man as Jesus did, hallelujah, on this earth. We're asking for more of you, oh God. We're asking for more of you and less of us, hallelujah. More of you, oh God. And as we get more of you, hallelujah, we thank you that we get more boldness, hallelujah, and we see fear decrease. We're asking for more of you. And as we get more of you, we're getting more love, hallelujah, and more forgiveness, hallelujah. And we're seeing unforgiveness dissipate and bitterness decrease, hallelujah. And we're asking for more of you, oh God, more of you, hallelujah. And as we get more of you, we have more diligence. And as we get more of you, we have more patience. And as we get more of you, we get more understanding. And as we get more of you, we have a greater reverence and fear of you. And as we get more of you, our desire to please you increases. And as we get more of you, oh God, there's a greater peace that surpasses all understanding, rest on us and rest on our lives and rest on the matters. Hallelujah. And as we get more of you, oh God, hallelujah, we get more gentleness. And as we get more of you, oh God, we get more merciful. And as we get more of you, oh God, we get more understanding. And as we get more of you, oh God, we get less selfish. And as we get more of you, oh God, hallelujah, we need more of you, oh God. And as we get more of you, oh God, we get more of an expectation, hallelujah, and more of a faith, and more of knowing how to walk in the power and authority that you've given us. Oh God, we're asking for more of you, oh God. And as we get more of you, hallelujah, our hearing of you sharpen, sensitivity to the Holy Spirit becomes, we become even more sensitive. We're asking for more of you, oh God. And as we get more of you, we receive the fresh anointing, get more of an anointing, oh God. As we get more of you, oh God, we yoke ourselves to you, oh God. We take on your yoke. We learn of you, oh God. Who are meek and lowly of heart. As we get more of you, we become even more humble. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord God. As we get more of you, we become more obedient. As we get more of you, we want to be obedient. As we get more of you, we find ourselves reading our word more. As we get more of you, we find ourselves worshiping you more. As we get more of you, we find ourselves praising you more. Yes, God, we want more of you. We need your peace, oh God. We're asking for peace, oh God. We're asking for peace in place of the strife. Peace in place of the stress. Peace in place of the struggle. We're asking for peace, oh God. We're asking for the spirit of endurance, oh God. We're asking, oh God, that you will help us to believe, oh God, that we will have a steadfast faith, oh God. We're asking, oh God, for help. Hallelujah. Oh God, you know exactly the areas that we need help. We're asking for help, oh God. We're asking for guidance, oh God. Oh Lord, show us the way. Lord God, we are acknowledging you. The Bible says, hallelujah, to trust the Lord with all thine heart and lean not on our own understanding. In all thy ways, acknowledge you, and you will direct our path. That sounds like guidance to me. Oh God, we thank you for guidance. Lord God, we're asking for clarity. And as surely as we are asking of these things, it's as sure as you are giving them to us, oh God. Just as we read with Solomon, King Solomon, he asked for wisdom and you gave. Just as we read in the scriptures, hallelujah, that as we ask, we shall receive. That as we ask, believing, it shall be done unto us. So we're asking. We're asking in this place to reconcile. We're asking for reconciliation. We're asking in this place for you to restore. Oh God, restore the years, hallelujah, that were seemingly lost, that the palmer worm and the canker worm consumed, as spoken in Joel chapter 2. God, we're asking, hallelujah, we're asking for instruction. Oh God, and as we get into the quiet place, as we get into the still place, as we get into our abiding place, we know that we will be receiving instruction. We're asking, oh God, we're asking that you will help us to take our mind off of self and set our mind on you, oh God. We're asking that you will shift our focus, oh God. We're asking, oh God, hallelujah, for help in ministries. We're asking, oh God, for divine positioning. We're asking that you will bless the projects, oh God, and the endeavors, oh God, and the things that we're setting our hand to. We're asking, oh God, that you will open the doors in which we've been knocking, hallelujah. We're asking, oh God, we're asking that you will open the windows of heaven and pour out a blessing that we do not have room enough to receive, oh God. We're asking, hallelujah. We're asking, hallelujah, for the things that we don't know to ask. And we need the Holy Spirit, hallelujah. We're asking that you will fill us with the Holy Spirit. We're asking, oh God, even that the Holy Spirit will rest on us to even giving us new tongues, our heavenly language. We're asking for healing, oh God, healing in our body, oh God, from the crown of our head to the soles of our feet, oh God. Whatever is diseased, oh God, we're asking that you will heal. Whatever is malfunctioning, oh God, we're that you will heal. Pour out of your grace, of your healing grace. Whatever, oh God, is ailing us, whatever that in that painful place, we're asking for your peace. We're asking for healing, oh God. Oh God, heal us. We plead the blood of Jesus over us. We're asking for healing for our loved ones. We're asking, oh God, for strength to our bodies. We're asking, oh God, that those who are lost, the prodigals, oh God, those who have strayed away, those who have backslid, God, we're asking that you will save. We're asking that you will be Savior. We're asking that you will rescue. Lord, we're asking, hallelujah. We're asking, oh God, and as we stand in the place of interceding for, and we thank you that you are answering in that place. We're asking, oh God, that you will move on our behalf by your outstretched hand. We're asking, oh God, that we will believe you and not the reports from the news. Hallelujah. We're asking that you will make a way. We're asking, oh God, that you will cause all the things to work together for our good. And therefore, we be not rattled. We be not shaken, because we know that you are in control. We're asking for the right connections, oh God. We're asking for vision, oh God. We're asking that you will make us not just hearers of the word, but doers of the word. We're asking, oh God, that you will cause the scales to fall off, oh God, and give us perspective, oh God, fresh perspective, oh God. We're asking for revelation. We're asking for wisdom and knowledge. We're asking that you will make us a discerning people, that we will know, oh God, who is for us and who is not. We're asking, oh God, that we know, that such a discernment that we'll know which direction to go and which one to not go. Lord God, we're asking not just for the open doors, but to close any doors that are not of our benefit. We're asking that to close the doors that will lead us astray, that will cause us to fall into traps, that it looks beautiful in glistening, hallelujah, but on the other side is not good. We're asking that you will give us the ability to stay and remain in the places that you're telling us to stay and remain and to trust you, even if it doesn't look good, feel good. And I'm speaking, amen, like in knowing that this is the Lord that's speaking this, that's saying to stay, to abide, to wait, to trust me. We're asking that you will provide. We're asking. We're asking you, oh God. We're asking you, what do you want from us? We're asking you, what can we do to please you in this season? We're asking you, what is your love language from us? We're asking you, help us to be a people that speak faith, that knoweth the power that you place in our mouth, that we're speaking life, that we're speaking your reports. We're asking that you will meet us in this. Comfort us in this place. Heal us in this place. Strengthen us in this place. Spiritually, oh God, that we will walk by the Spirit of the Lord. Live by the Spirit of the Lord. Function by the Spirit. Lord, we're asking for increase in finances. We're asking for employment, hallelujah. We're asking, hallelujah, for that you will reveal purpose. We're asking that you will give us some words regarding the plans that you have for us. We're asking that you will help us to stay the course. We're asking that you will move those mountains. We're asking that you will restore our soul. We're asking that you will supply our every need according to your riches and glory. Yes, Lord. We're asking that you will hide us and wrap us in your bosom. Nourish us from the place of your bosom. We're asking that you will teach us how to be content in all things. We're asking that you will help us to stay in rhythm with you and not get out of sync. We're asking that you would touch our children, touch our husbands, touch our wives, touch our marriages, touch, hallelujah, as we wait, stand in marriage, touch us in the place of where we are and fully content with where we are and who we are. Touch us, touch our homes. That as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Thank you for meeting us in this hour of prayer. Thank you for what you want to do with us and through us and for us. Thank you, oh God. Thank you that as we're asking, we're saying thank you. Knowing that you're going to show up. Knowing that you're going to move. Maybe not when or how we expected. But as we abide, the when and the how and the is that, that becomes less of a concern. Lord, we love you. And Lord, we praise you. And Lord, we glorify you. We ask that you would help us to turn the TV off, turn the radio off, turn the music off, turn the distractions off, that we will abide and have time with you. Make time where we want to be in Jesus' name. Listen, may the Lord bless you, keep you, cause his face to shine upon you, be gracious unto you, lift his countenance toward you, and give you his peace. In the Hebrew tongue, Yaverekeka Adonai Veshmerecha. Ya'er Adonai p'navalacha v'ikoneka, Yisa Adonai p'navalacha v'yasem lacha shalom. God bless you in Jesus' name. And remember, with God, all things are possible.
You're listening to Thank You, Jesus, Hour of Prayer with Mika, only on LA Talk Radio.